All right, it is Patriots Friday. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is Patriots safety Adrian Phillips. Adrian is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And he's with us on the Harbor One Hotline. Adrian, I know you don't have a lot of time. Let's first of all, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We're good. Let's jump right into it. You're going against a Miami Dolphins football team where a lot of fans, Adrian, quake in their boots at the thought of dealing with the speed of the Dolphins wide receivers and Tyreek Hill and all that. How do you combat what the Dolphins literally throw at the Patriots defense?
Yeah, a lot of people do have that reaction, but we don't. I would say the main thing is just being where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. We understand that those guys have a lot of speed on the field and Tua is able to throw those guys open, but we have to be physical on defense, get after them with the rush, and make sure that you don't try to do too much, because when the play breaks down and you're not where you're supposed to be, that's when things get ugly. And if we just limit that, I think we'll be all right and we'll end the game with a win.
Is it as simple as that when teams have a problem with him, with a guy like Tyreek? Is it because they just are as simple as in the wrong spot? Because I see a lot of people, it's like they're in the right spot and they do the right thing and he still beats them.
Yeah, it's as simple as that on paper. But when you get out there on the field, that speed adds a whole nother dynamic to it. So I would say the main thing is to simplify that, you just have to be a little deeper in your coverage, because you know, like, guys that normally are able to eat up cushion at 10 or 12 yards, I feel like Tyreek and Waddle and those guys, they can do it in 5. So everything has to be sped up just a little bit, but the way you combat that is just being physical on defense. The only way you can stop speed is if you slow them down. So we can't slow them down if we're not able to get our hands on them. And it's going to be tough for us. And McDaniel does a great job making sure that those guys are always in motion, tight formations, so you can't get those hands on us. So it's going to be a little bit of a chess match. If we can knock them off their script, then I think the game will slow down a lot for us.
It's funny, Adrian, when I mentioned the whole speed and people on the outside world freak out about it, and you're like, okay. You have the ability to put it into context. What is it about dealing with the fast guys that doesn't intimidate you or your defensive teammates?
Yeah, I would say speed kills in any form of the game. But when you go against the many great teams that you have in the NFL right now, like, everybody's going to have a speed demon. And don't get me wrong, I know Tyreek and Waddle, you know, they're different. They're different guys. But you got to deal with speed. You got to deal with speed every week, so you just kind of get used to it. So you just make sure that your technique is tight and you make sure that you go out there and still play confident, because if they got you beat before you even step on the field, then you don't have a chance. And on top of that, the greatest way to slow speed down at the receiver position is getting after the quarterback. And we got a lot of speed with our edge rushers, with Jew, Uche, Barmore, those guys that are able to get after the quarterback. So if he doesn't get the ball off, it doesn't matter how fast he's running anyway.
Yeah, and he didn't even get sacked last week, so that was a key for him as well. So other than the speed, what's another challenge you're going to have to deal with, I guess, especially considering, you know, how much motion that this team throws at you, this Miami Dolphins offense?
Yeah, speed is one thing. I would say the next biggest thing is the variety that they do. Like, when you watch film on certain teams, you kind of pick up what they're about to do. Like, when we play Philly, you know, you kind of had a tendency of what they were trying to get done, how they were trying to do it. If they got in a certain personnel or a certain formation, you had plays that you knew that were coming. What makes it tough against an offense like Miami is the fact that they get in any personnel, any formation, and literally run anything. It feels like their whole game plan for the week is to just break any tendency that their offense showed the week before. So they might line up in the same formation, but they might have 7 different plays off of it. Or they might line up in a wacky formation that you've never seen before, hit a lot of shifts, a lot of motions, try to get your defense confused with communication, and that's how they get you. And then it looks like people are just popping up out of the ground wide open 40 yards down the field.
Adrian, I know you got to run. You got practice to get to, but we've talked to you before, and there's no way after beating Alabama we can let it slide by that we
come
don't
on
talk
now. Come on.
Hook 'em horns, baby. That was massive for Sark last weekend.
Yeah, it was massive for us, man, and I'm happy for them guys. And we knew that they were going to go in there and get it done. You know, everybody was like, oh. You know, they don't lose in Tuscaloosa. We not hearing none of that. We are not hearing none of that. We knew that our guys were prepared and they were ready for it just because of the way the game went last year. So it was a great battle, great win, and I hope they enjoyed that for the little 24-48 hours. But now it's on to the next.
Hey, who'd you give it to worse, Mac or Barmore?
Oh, Barmore for sure. You know, Mac, you know, we did our little dig left and right, but I let Barmore have it because Barmore don't ever shut up. So I let him have it.
Well, let me question. Do you, when he speaks so fast, do you ever ask him to slow down?
Nah, he do speak fast, but you pick up on it after a while. And then a lot of the times, you ain't even trying to hear that. So you just like, bro, get away from me. Like, ain't nobody trying to hear what you're
saying. Love it, Adrian. Good stuff. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks a bunch for the breakdown today.
I enjoy talking with y'all guys. Thank you for having me.
We love it, too. Adrian Phillips is great. I just wish we had more time with him. He's got to run to practice.
Listen, I'm a little irritated. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I'm
a little irritated.
Well, because there was... you're disappointed Heim's gone. I know.
No. Yeah, that's right. I couldn't sleep last night.